we do have a sort of a foodie theme for our next interview as part of a conversation about Salon Fest. If you've been listening to the show for a long time, you might recall that it was around about this time last year that we introduced you to the concept of Salon Fest. It is a series of very intimate encounters with artists, with fellow citizens, hosted in people's private homes. Audience members get to interact on a very personal level with the singer, the painter, the author, the journalist who is speaking, whatever the host of the event has organized. And here we are a year later. It's back bigger and better in its second edition. And in a couple of minutes, we'll be chatting to food jammer Jade Duval, who's one of the hosts this year. But before we do that, let's just welcome back Salon Fest organizer Bettina Skitter to remind us of the concept for those who missed it last year. Bettina, lovely to have you back with us. And I'm so glad that it did well enough last year for you to keep it going and grow it this year.
Yeah, thank you very much, Pippa. Last year was a big success, but we only had three salons last year, two concerts and a literary salon. This year we've got 12 different locations, 12 different formats, a concert, a movie, a table talk at Jade's place, a workshop, and the rest of the salons are really in private homes all over Cape Town, from Hout Bay to Newlands, and very different topics. It's a little bit more serious this year, I would say.
Okay. I mean, you seem to have gone very much with the theme of provoking dialogue and cultural exchange and bringing people together and giving them a chance to meet each other and talk about the things that they worry about.
Yes, we felt it's obviously important everywhere in the world, but we felt in particular in South Africa, we have a lot of urgent topics to talk about. So anything really from press freedom to climate change how do we want to live together. A workshop in Langa, for instance, talks about or will deal with the plastic issue, pollution. So we've got really a wide range of topics, but also obviously amazing speakers, so to make it all sort of digestible for the audience. And in particular, if you talk about a serious topic in a small space, it gets really intense. And I want to say it's so generous of the hosts to invite people, strangers, to provide a platform for serious topics, to engage with the audience. And obviously, from the audience point of view, you're paying to actually end up in someone's kitchen, possibly, yeah, to listen to someone talk, to get out of their comfort zone. And that is really what it's all about.
Okay, I'd love to hear from any of our audience who went last year to give us a sense of what you experienced at Salon Fest, which one you went to, what you felt coming out of it, and what you're hoping to go and see this year. The topic that jumped out at me, obviously, given in the field I work in, is the conversation between journalists and authors Jonathan Anser and Chris Whitfield, who are going to be talking about political and commercial threats to press freedom. That's going to be a must-see. I know our own John Matham is hosting one of the conversations between different writers about the connection between humans and animals and the environment. As you've mentioned, Heath Nash is opening up the Our Workshop in Langa, inviting people in to look at what they do, turning trash into art. You have performances by Cape Town Opera stars. It's a really wide range. 12 salons doesn't do justice to the variety of the program you've put together.
Yeah, we obviously want to try out different formats and see what is really popular. What I want to highlight out of this whole range is really the opening salon, which is dealing with art and activism. And it's so important that art is not just for entertainment. Art is really, in this country in particular, it's really activism and protest art that is so, on the forefront. And we've got four really fantastic artists. They will all come together in a panel discussion at 44 on Long Street. And I can only recommend anybody who's interested in the topic to get there on the next Tuesday, on the 18th. It's our opening salon, and followed by a documentary on the drum majorettes in Belhar. And it's a fascinating documentary.
So I'll share details on where to book your tickets and how to get yourself to that opening night at the end of the interview. I do want to bring in Jade at this point, because they're serious topics, but you're going to have lots of fun while you're exploring them. This is not a case of arrive and sit in the chair with your hands in your lap and be lectured by someone. Not at all. They're interactive, an ability to interact very closely with the speakers and to have loads of fun. In the case of Jade's event, you're playing with your food, and everybody loves that. Jade Duval, it's so lovely to have you in studio. I'm a little bit starstruck as a MasterChef fan. I'm sure many of you will remember her as one of the most charismatic and talented contestants on SA MasterChef a few years ago. And of course, she's made Fun with Food her calling ever since then. Jade, welcome, founder of Food Jam. Great to have you with us at Cape Talk.
Thank you so much for having me, especially over lunchtime. This is really special. So I hope everybody's looking into something fabulous. And Pippa, it's brilliant to be able to be together and to connect over partly, I mean, the future of what's going to happen in the next few weeks, this month and the next. And also, what are we planning for the next coming years? You know, this is a conversation that if you think, like, what moments do you really remember having conversations with people where you really can connect? What is that that brings us together? And of course, a great level is food. If you like cooking or don't like cooking, that is not what it's about. It's about, I mean, we celebrated 10 years of food jamming on Saturday. So it was our happy birthday. And we had a great celebration and great party. It was amazing walking through. But partly, like, looking into the past, it was who's been part of the conversation for so many years. And also for the Salon Vista, who's been part of the celebration last year. And what conversations do we want to have in the next coming years? Because it's not only about talking. It's about an action of it. Yeah, and by cooking, by celebrating, by chopping, by smelling, by tasting, everybody's got incredible, like, stories to tell when it comes to food. And I'm interested in those stories. We are all interested in sharing those stories. And leveling it with the Salon Festival for me is brilliant because it's like a great leveler. We're all on the same platform. We're all human. We all need to eat. We need to drink. We need to, you know, the basic things. The basic thing is brings us together. And then we'll feel safe and we'll have those next conversations. And I'm keen because, hey, we host parties all the time. I love a good party. I really dig. But I've really recognized it is that I walk, like, for me, when coming out of a food jam, it's about having friendships with new people that I've never met before. And I'm like, whoa, I don't know most people in the room, but we have this thing. We are here right now and we can have these conversations and talk about things while our hands are busy cooking around food and a drink in the one hand, staring with the other hand.
I mean, I love it. I'm thinking of all the times I've been to team building exercises. Food jam is kind of like team building, except you don't have to be nice to people because they're your boss or your colleague. They're strangers. Or you come together or you invite friends to join you. You prepare the meal together. You sit down and eat the meal together afterwards. In the process, you talk about life, you talk about your own stories, you meet people you'd never would have met in other sort of circles of your life. I mean, it's basically Salon Fest on a plate, pardon the pun.
And that's why it's so beautiful to be a part of this connection. I mean, really being able to connect and have conversations that we might not. Amazing people in a room together. How often do we actually get to spend some time together where it's like, let's stop, let's take stock. It's 2020. We all have a vision for 2020 vision. Yeah. But like, really, let's look at what's going to happen in the future and have those conversations and actions right now.
Now, specifically, sorry to interrupt, you're looking at sustainability in food and the food scene. You're going to be talking about issues like what is happening in Cape Town's wider food scene around sustainable eating, around farm-to-table eating. You're going to also be cooking with ingredients that would otherwise be wasted. This idea of surplus food and how much we throw away that's perfectly good to eat and full of nutrition and flavor. Talk to us a little bit. Some people might hear that and go, ooh, I don't want to eat expired food. But the whole idea is to make people look differently at what they think of that terrible best before label.
Absolutely. It's a moment of being able to look at some call it ugly fruits and vegetables. Across the world, we've been hosting disco soups where a lot of guests come together and we cook a meal to share at the end. It's not a new concept in the sense that we cook every day. We work with and we are creative about cooking and conversations every single day. But now how do we bring it together where we can plug in different conversations and different relationships? Because food is about relationships with the person planting the seed, with nurturing, about distribution and where we find it. We are surrounded by an incredibly rich Western Cape soil, for example, indigenous foods. And it is a story. Like, you look at an ingredient and you go, like, this has got history, it's got a present story, and it's got a future story. So now how do we plug it into our right now, our present? Because it's been part of our past, and we need to look at, like, what are we going to do? Are we going to save by eating the food that we need to without having too much practice into the process of it? I'm curious about it. And I can only do this because of the relationships that we've been building along the years. Conversations with farmers, we'll have people present who can represent that. And it doesn't necessarily have to be a person. It's also the food represents itself. Mm-hmm. So tell a story through the entire process and being able to connect to where we are, because we are in Cape Town. We're in the mother city. We're in the most beautiful mountain and oceans. It's fabulous that you've decided to have the Salon Festival in Cape Town. Bettina,
it really is.
Really, it's super powerful, and I think that magic, what people speak to, everybody's part in creating the magic of Cape Town.
Now, Jade's Food Jam is one of the later events on the program. Remind me what date it's actually happening.
It moved up front. It's on the 23rd. It's Sunday the 23rd at 4:30. At Salt River, and it's an amazing space. So, I can
Sunday lunch with a family.
Sunday lunch. It sounds absolutely fantastic. Yeah. Okay. This one is 350 rand a ticket. Is that correct?
That's right. Yeah. It's 150 for the salon tickets in general, but in this case, it includes a whole meal actually and all the ingredients. So that's where the money goes.
Yeah. Okay. So for any of the Salon Fest events, firstly, I need to tell you where to go and look at the full list of who's doing what, where, and when on which dates. You've got this program was built off the back of a German salon festival. And I know there is their website with a lot of info on the concept. But for those looking for the local program, Bettina, what's the best place to go?
The best place is, well, one is Facebook. Mm-hmm. So all events are listed individually on Facebook. And then the other one is Quicket. Quicket, if you type in salon festival, you get all 12 salons listed and all the details actually for each one of them as well. So those two places. And then we're also quite busy on Instagram. If anybody wants to have a look, what's happening? I mean, there's a lot of beautiful images of beautiful people on Instagram.
Okay, so at Salon Festival Cape Town is what you're looking for on Facebook. Quicket is the place to go to book your tickets. 150 Rand ahead for most of the salons. There is an additional charge for Jade's one because it includes a full meal. That's 350 Rand a ticket. How many people can you accommodate in total, Jade?
60 guests as a party.
60 guests. Absolutely. So act fast, Cape Town, if you want to be at that Sunday lunch. It is all happening from next week. Salon Festival kicks off next week, Tuesday, with that opening event. Bettina Skitter, thank you so much for making it bigger and better and bringing it back this year. And Jade Duval, so lovely to have your energy for food and life with us in studio today. We hope your event is a sold-out success.
To you as well, Papa. Thank you very much for having us in your office. Yay.
Thank you.